Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
All right, joining us right now is Adrian Dater of ColoradoHockeyNow.com. Brought to you by Bud Light. Adrian, what a start for the Avalanche. They have the most points in the league, tied with Buffalo and Edmonton. They are undefeated in terms of regulation. They lost in overtime, but it's really been an incredible start. I mean, really amazing start, Adrian.
It is the best start in franchise history. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, too bad nobody's been able to see it.
Right. But. Well, let me go there right off the bat then, because we saw that Kroenke made a deal with Channel 20 for the Nuggets games for the time being. Is there a deal like that, or will there be a deal like that for the Avalanche soon?
You know, I asked that, D-Mac, and I have not gotten a response yet from any of my altitude sources. I don't know why the Avs can't get the same kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think this is true, but it does feed into the stereotype that the Kroenkes like the Nuggets more than the Avalanche and hockey, basketball over hockey. I'm not saying that, but it's a weird deal. I mean, it's why the Nuggets and not the Avs? I mean, every Avs fan is asking that right now, and I don't have an answer right now.
Okay.
Adrian, what's the ceiling and the floor for this Avs team? They played well thus far, but what's the direction for this team moving forward?
I mean, it's good. It's good, man. It's a good young team. They're the youngest team in the league, and, you know, they're among the fastest, if not the fastest. Everybody was worried about this six-game road trip. Well, they haven't lost a game on it yet. I mean, they've gotten a little fortunate at times, but really, they've earned these wins. They deserve them, I think. And they go into St. Louis tonight against the defending cup champs. This will be another benchmark for this team. The Blues are 6 points behind the Avs right now in that race for the Central Division, and they're going to want this one bad. I think it'll be a big, we'll learn a lot more about the Avs tonight, how things go. But either way, you know, this is all good going forward, guys. I mean, this is not a fluke. They've got three really good lines now, and you can say the fourth is pretty good too. Last year it was a one line team, maybe one and a half. To me, the depth is the key, the reason why things should stay. They're not going to go 7-0-1 every 8 games probably, but this is definitely a playoff team moving forward.
Yeah, Adrian, you know, not only are the Avalanche off to an incredible start, but it would appear that the Central Division is, well, a little bit slower than what would have been expected. Are you surprised by the little bit of a slower start from the rest of the division there?
Yes. I mean, I didn't expect the Dallas Stars to be as bad as they have. Winnipeg is 5-5. A lot of people picked them to win the division. Nashville hasn't been all that great. Chicago doesn't look very good again. And the Blues are only 3-2-3, you know, and everybody gets a point in the NHL, so the points look better than the record does. But really the Blues are 3-5 if you want to take wins and absolute losses. So it's been a real plus for the Avs. I mean, you know, you can get out to that big early lead in this league. That's tough to make up points, especially in the second half of the year when so many games are 3-point games. Teams get more conservative defensively down the stretch. When you can bank those early points to get out to a big lead, it makes it that much easier to make the playoffs. And right now, the Avs have got it.
Thanks, Adrian Dater, courtesy of Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. The Avs and the Blues get going in a little bit. And a bummer, fellas, that it is interesting that story came out that the Nuggets games are going to be on Channel 20.
Yeah.
And the Avs games right now, there's not a deal done. So,
what?
Wow.
I'm struggling to understand that, to be totally honest with you. Same entity. Why would it not both just be wrapped into the same deal?
I assume it comes down to some sort of financial deal, because I'm going to assume they're...
So did you just pick your favorite franchise? Is that what just happened?
Sure, that's what it sounds like.
Sure seems like it. It sure seems like it. I mean, right. Right, if you're an Avs fan, isn't that... How are you not insulted by that?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what else it could be. I don't know what other reason there is to it. I mean, by the way, though, before Altitude Sports existed, this is exactly how the Avs and Nuggets were seen. They would buy time on a existing television station. So it would be Channel 20 that has repeats of Friends or whatever they have on, right? And then there's the Avs games on or the Nuggets games on. I mean, this is how it was when I was growing up, when we were all growing up.
But this is interesting because the Nuggets season doesn't start until Friday, and the Avs are playing well. And you would think that, I mean, the idea of someone winning a championship, you would lean heavily towards the Avs.
I don't know how they pick their favorite kid. It's a good question.
Did they flip a coin?
Everybody has a favorite kid. Yeah. Any parent that, do you have a favorite kid?
No, I don't have.
Come on.
What? You're lying.
Stop.
You're lying.
Why do you actually have to have a favorite kid?
Oh, because everybody does.
Well, you don't have to. It's like natural process of humanity. Like,
how?
You like some human beings and... You know,
Tyler, you have three kids. Are you saying that you like one more than the other?
I like them all the most. Does that make sense? No. I like them all the same, but I love one the most.
What? Well, you took both of your kids to alumni weekend.
Wait a second. Right? Hold on a second. Yeah. Well, obviously, his daughter is not his favorite.
What are you talking about?
He took her to the Redskins.
Yes.
Oh, that's football at four is next.
Sick burn.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.